Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, in Washington today. Platonic relationships.
So whether you want your partner to be lasting somewhere, it's lasting the mind. So no, I wouldn't want my husband lasting around.
Actually, it's never easy for men to like to be, you know, to control themselves like that. But it depends on a woman how she like, you know, talks to the guy and the way she takes herself.
Platonic relationship, a myth or a fact? Can a man and a woman really be just friends? No touching, no kissing, nothing physical, just pure friendship and nothing else? Is that realistic? That's the topic we're exploring today in our usual lighthearted way. So please stay tuned. We have a few folks to help us explore this tantalizing issue. And first on the line is Taji Liundi, a longtime DJ and a radio broadcaster from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. I spoke to him, and first I wanted to know if he was married.
Yes, I am married, and there is a limitation to how intimate I can be with my other female friends apart from my wife. I'm allowed to say I love you to my wife, and the others cannot receive the same privilege except be told I like you, give her different endearments rather than those specially reserved for my wife.
And that's where I come into, Taji. You know, they say men are from Mars and women from Venus. We are coming from two different planets. And you know, with men,
that's
we get
true.
Eyes.
If you consistently hang around the most beautiful women, you will easily learn that the beauty you behold is not necessarily everything that you feel you want to hold on to. An interesting partner, even if she's your date, and you know you've told her, okay, look, there's an event. I think I'd like to go with you as my partner. You know, you like to see a person. Everybody says, who are you with? You're so charming, you know, and stuff like that. You should never stop dancing, and you should never stop flirting.
Okay.
If you do, if both fail, you're dead. You should never stop flirting. You should never stop dancing.
I'll take a note of that. So, Taji, what happens, you know, when you have all these qualities, these platonic friends, sometimes they might tend to be attracted to you?
The first thing is I say thank you very much, because that's an amazing feeling that somebody can appreciate. But then immediately I become very wise and I lock out her emotions and I say, what are you looking for? Because you've got to see other qualities about me. I'm married.
That's yes, tough, Tony. Can you really do that?
When you, okay, I'll admit, because men are listening. At an earlier age, you will always jump. You will always jump your own principles and experience something. A lot of men do that. Yeah, women listening, they should know. when I was younger, I played the game.
Right.
But when I became a coach, I discovered it's important to build your team. And my team is my platonic friend.
Good point.
And when you're older as well, you can't really run around as much as you used to. So you kind of started, you know, the devil becomes an angel. You start to preach the good word.
I think also women are listening. This is very important. Who finds it difficult, a man or a woman, having a platonic relationship?
Generally, a lot of people would summarize and men find it difficult. But I think women also equally face a difficulty at some point. Because I have a data bank. You know, I could never do mathematics, but I could probably do women math.
Women math. I like that.
And I come for this one. For the ladies, we have to touch it too. All right, the band. It's the full jack move. Confession, don't take it personal. I have a confession, so you gotta listen. I have a confession, don't take it personal. I have a confession, so you gotta listen. Listen, I love my Kanye West, but he did not Paris. I love my Usher, baby, in no like marriage. I like my tiny temper, but he no go manage. He no go manage me, safe, not on this planet.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk. And joining me in the studio are my colleagues, Oren Isis Itangishaka from the Central Africa Service and Bello Gladanchi from the Hausa Service, and our intern Kwame Ofori from Ghana. What is your take?
In certain situations, I've seen platonic relationship develop between a boy and a girl who are, say, in their early 20s. But it always starts with an infatuation or some form of interest. And it usually starts from the guy's side, where the guy might be interested in the girl. But unfortunately, the girl is not interested in the guy like that. So then they come to a conclusion, okay, since we find each other interesting and we want to keep on with some form of relationship, then let's be friends. Let's have a platonic relationship. And as time goes on, they build that kind of platonic relationship, and eventually they just forget the whole maybe sexual side of it, and then they become friends. I have seen it before.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like it doesn't exist.
Yeah, especially people who grew up together. They realize that, okay, we are not sisters, but at the same time, we're not wanting each other in a sexual way. So, yeah, we could do platonic relationship. If I get the platonic definition
that we just said about, yeah.
Yes. So, being friends is definitely possible for people who grew up together. They could be in their 20s, they could be 22, 23, 24, and they can have regular friendships.
Yeah.
If they have a solid background together.
Okay. If I might add, for any man who believes in platonic relationships, he should let his wife have male friends.
Well, I don't know about that. Let's ask Itangi Shaka about that. About how I was coming to that, actually. Itangi Shaka, what about your husband having a lot of female friends?
Going back to Bella first, Bella said you should allow your wife to have a lot of male friends if you believe in platonic relationships.
Yes.
I think it's a really good point, because it makes you wonder, does the man who agrees in platonic relationship knows what it's really about?
Okay.
Both male and female should be able to, I guess, enjoy that, if I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, from on my side, definitely, if the definition just means friendship. Then there's definitely no
pure chase, nothing physical.
After all, if you're married, there should be some element of trust in the marriage.
And like I said, that my husband might have some people he grew up with that are very close to him, but again, it's that mature and good background that they have together. So with that definition, I'm okay with my husband having friends, which I cannot keep him from having. But if some people, like, I think in the past, I've seen different definition of platonic relationship.
Okay.
That's when I say a red light, red flag. You know, there's a lot of other stuff in this definition. So, no. No.
Platonic subdivision, friends with benefits.
You see, this is what I'm saying.
I've seen that one too.
Let us know. What is your definition, you think?
What do you believe when it comes to that?
There's some subcontracts.
Do you think subcontracts exist?
Every relationship is unique. Okay, myself and a girl can decide, okay, well, we have this platonic, but then there could be some benefits once in a while. That's between me and the girl. But this platonic, I'm sure we are talking in general friendship. No lovitiating, no touching,
no kissing.
No kissing.
You agree?
this is what I have to say about that. Give a dog, I just made up this proverb, but give a dog a bone today, and tomorrow he'll come back for flesh.
What are you saying?
Can you elaborate, Bello?
Can you elaborate that? What do you mean?
I want to move forward.
Bello doesn't have faith in man.
Have a promotion, that's what you want, right?
Yeah, sure.
Bello is saying, if you want to be my friend, maybe tomorrow it has to be more than that.
Yes, that's what he wants.
If I don't ask for a raise, probably the other person might ask for a raise.
Platonic relationships, that's the topic we're discussing today. So many interesting views on the issue. And another person with her own take on this issue is Tumba Kanoka, who resides in New York, and she is from Lusaka, Zambia.
Actually, it's never easy for men to like to be, to control themselves like that. But it depends on a woman, how she talks to the guy and the way she takes herself.
Okay. So at the end of the day is how the woman carries herself.
Yes.
Okay. But there's one thing also I want to ask you. There's men who are very charming, friendly, good looking, they make women happy, they can dance, and they go out there. You maybe your boyfriend is making you sad now. This is just your platonic friend. You want to get a crying shoulder. And you're coming to your friend, oh, you know what? My boyfriend is making me miserable.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I know they can be charming and everything, but how many men are you going to jump to? There's a lot of charming men around there. Mm-hmm. Some of them, it's really not charming. It's because they want to, you know.
They're looking for something else.
More than that, yeah. So you never know who's charming and who's just trying to, you know, to do their thing. Yeah.
So what is your advice for women out there looking for friends like those who are just friends? Say you're just a friend. What do you tell them?
I mean, it's easy when you hang around with someone, don't just hang around with them for maybe 1 week or so. Try to know them better. Know them very well.
Okay.
And then if you feel like the person is, you know, okay or anything, that's when you get it from there. But don't just jump into there just because someone comes and is listening to your cries and everything and gives you a shoulder right there, and then, no, that's... Before you know, you're already into the main relationship. After that, you're already crying again because you don't even know when it started. So you have to be careful and know the person you're hanging around with.
Right. So also, you want to know the intention, right?
It's a few men who will come, like, just to have a, you know, just a regular relationship, a friendship. Most it's not all men.
Mm.
Women, yeah, but, you know, we go along with men, know how charming they come, and from there...
Things happen.
You find out, like, oh, I've already done this big mistake.
And I'm not coming for it again.
And I'm already into this other thing, now I have to find another friend to cry a shoulder on. And it will keep on going on and on. By the time you realize, you'll have 1,000 men.
Oh, no. No. You don't want that, right?
No.
Thank you, Tumba Kanoka. Well, my friends here in studio, who finds it difficult, a man or a woman, to have platonic relationship?
A man.
I really wanted to know that.
A man.
Why is it a man?
I don't understand sexist men. But okay. Men are always in the aggressors most of the time.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to discriminate against men.
Okay.
But men mostly are the aggressors. They usually initiate, every, what I would call in this situation, attack.
True. I mean, men are hunters.
So we're coming back to the lion thing.
Do we have a choice?
So when there is a failure, you could see how that could take a huge blow to his self-esteem, confidence, and composure.
That's true.
So why? Maybe you tell us from a female's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, for one, we're in the mind. If you know, you have to stimulate the mind of the women, and you have to work. You know, you have to work your sort of magic and get her emotions involved. You know, for men, they just look and they like. And then once they like, then they like more. And then they like more. And then they like more. And then, oh, my God. But for women, it's like, yeah, I like. Okay, that's it. And then you have to do more to make her like. But for men, they struggle with it because they like. And then they like. And then they like. Then they go out of control with their emotions. And it's, you know, so that's the struggle
and then
they have.
And that's where Kwame comes in. Like, you know what? I'm your friend. But kissing has to be one of the parts.
Kwame, is that really true? I mean, do you kiss all your female friends?
Good question, Kwame. See. We want to hear that answer.
See. It's not about... I don't kiss all my female friends.
Okay.
But
to me...
The ones that are attractive.
Kissing is really not a big deal. Okay? It's me.
For you,
yes. You personally.
Yes. Kissing is not a big deal. Yeah. So I might kiss some of my female friends, but that's it.
So do you get to have that, I wouldn't say power, but when you want to kiss, you just kiss them once you want to kiss, and
no,
you don't...
You don't ask for more, as the Tangi Shaka says, more
or do you select the ones that are kissable, or how do you know which ones are kissable,
exactly.
By
no,
the way?
It's,
the platonic
it's,
friends.
It's... Okay, now I'm in the spot. Okay, see, it's basically like this. If you become my friend, okay... We have an understanding. I mean, we talk. Right. So, in a situation where kissing is spontaneous most of the time.
Okay.
Are you talking about French kiss or just peck my chest?
Now you're being unfair.
I mean, if it's a French kiss and a peck on a cheek is different.
It depends.
Because I have a hard time believing a young man just want a French kiss and leave it at that.
Right.
Because if it's a peck on a cheek, then that's normal. But Kwame.
See, on the norm,
you can explain to us.
On the norm, it's a simple peck on the lip or on the cheek. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Bella would say you're a man. You want to attack. So, in some situations where you know you have a friend, she's saying you should be friends, but you're highly interested, and she gives you that chance to kiss, you might extend the kiss. And
you see, she gives you the chance. Now, you see what I'm talking about here? That women sometimes... You do the same. You say you're just a friend, and then all of a sudden,
there's a chance.
Your emotions come out, and you give the chance to this guy.
What,
you're telling him, you know what? You're just a friend. We shouldn't have done this.
What I'm taking out of this currently is platonic relationships are like internships. Well, that's what I'm feeling. They're like a little low-key, let's figure out each other and I'm going to give you an opportunity to make the right moves. Because people don't just seem to hit their marks. And I'm using all this.
You know what? You said internship. So you know what? Yeah. It's like we're using you before we find out whether we want to employ you or not. Yes. I think it's wrong. Don't have any of that.
No.
My qualifications set them, you know, for female, I would say your qualifications are good. You don't need to be used to, you know, and to be figured out.
Okay. Now let me come to this. Arena Sisi. Itangi Shaka.
Yes.
Tell me about this. Mm-hmm. You have friends, opposite sex, just platonic relationship. And if I ask you, would you really entertain, for example, your husband having a lot of friends, having a lot of platonic relationship going on? Or you would think is a healthy thing?
Well, first of all, we got to back up a little bit. Historically, platonic relationships said that there was no sex involved and that it was all in the mind. And as one definition we're looking at earlier, it says that it's a pure spiritual affection mixed with carnal desires. So I think for my personal view, especially for my husband, I wouldn't want him to have any. I wouldn't want him to have any mental thinking or any of physical. Yeah. So in that case, no. Because, today, what I was going to say was that today, they're saying, people say platonic relationship, it's just a relationship that isn't official. People just, they're having sexual relations, but they're not really official. Like I said, it's all pure lust going on. So whether you want your partner to be lusting somewhere, it's lust in the mind. So no, I wouldn't want my husband lusting around.
Like the legend of the Phoenix. With beginnings, what keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
A reminder that you're tuned to your light-hearted program, Let's Talk. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. And we are discussing a cheery topic, platonic relationships. Back in a moment.
Do you love African music?
Music time in Africa.
Wake, 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 wake. Umaru, wake.
This is Heather Maxwell, and if you do, Music Time in Africa is the perfect show for you. Tune in to listen on the radio Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC. You can also listen to the show day or night on the internet. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on Music Time in Africa. You'll find past and present radio shows and a link to my blog, African Music Treasures. This is Africa through its own music. Oldies, classics, traditional music, Afropop, and fusion. You get it all right here in one beautiful bundle on VOA's Music Time in Africa.
Welcome back to a lighthearted show. Let's talk. As you know, our phone lines are always open, and some of our little listeners called in and left a recorded message regarding their views on platonic relationships.
My career is surrounded by male friends and female friends, so that's pretty much a part of what I do on a day-to-day. In my personal opinion, it's easy for me, but if I break it down to other friends that I've seen around in a relationship, it's not easy because I've seen a lot of jealousy from women.
So my experience is that it is very possible because I've got so many male friends, and they are really, really good friends, known to my fiancé. They've been my friends from God knows when, I can't recall. And we do not kiss, we do not get really intimate. Yes, we hug, we hold hands, and I comfortably do that in front of my partner. And it's basically that, they're just friends, so it's nothing more.
Thank you for your calls, listeners, and we appreciate your calls, ideas, and opinions. Let's get back to our studio guests, Kwame, Bello, and Isis Itangishaka. Who is more likely to suggest that a friendship stays platonic? Kwame.
Honestly, say that there are some women out there who would look at a man and go like, okay, I might be interested, but I'm not sure. So I'll just tell him, let's be platonic friends. Let's do the internship. Then gradually, she begins to open doorways and windows. Okay, maybe I like you. Okay, today is a French kiss. Tomorrow we are holding hands. Then she's figuring out. And at the end of the day, she goes like, okay, I like him. Then, okay, hey, let's be more than friends. If she doesn't like him, then she starts withdrawing all those services.
But where do French kisses come before holding hands?
And I mean, how do you go?
She said women are all in their mind.
Okay.
Yeah, so if...
But I'm going to tell you something. My point is, scratch all of that. I believe that if anything, if any man or any woman who sees you worthy, they don't need all of that. You know, where I stand in my beliefs... I think there's no need for internship. There's no need for figuring me out.
And that's we're going to a whole different topic right there.
I wouldn't advise you to do any internships, like Bello suggested.
But what I'm saying
is dangerous.
It is.
You're fine, right?
But what I'm trying to find out here is how does this relationship exist, especially for men like me? We're married, but we have friends. Itangishak is a good friend of mine. And how do we keep that balance in our families that you have your wife, but you also have your platonic friends? Some women, though, they will say no to that. Some women will say, hey, it's okay.
Can I say this? Excuse myself.
Yes.
As a Hausa man, the women do not believe that you have the right to even look at another woman.
Oh, is that right?
I do really hope the woman I would like to marry doesn't hear this conversation, because I'm going to get into a lot of trouble. There's nothing like platonic relationship. Stay with your wife and don't look at anybody else.
Okay. So you no friends in the family, no female friends around you?
Oh,
in Hausa.
Relatives? No. Fine.
We're not talking about relatives.
That's extreme.
There is a line that is very, very, very...
Bello, that's extreme.
Very clear. Come close to it because you get in a lot of trouble.
Now, how you Itangishaka deal with this?
You know, again, it goes back to the definition. I think Bello just made a good point that in Hausa, there is just none of that. There is not going to be we're platonic nothing. Platonic doesn't exist. It's husband, wife, family members. Everybody in between is just trouble.
And then the wife is going to take that platonic word and she's going to use it in a bunch of different ways to make you very, very uncomfortable.
Yes. So definition-wise, if we look at friendship, Bello, you know, he works there, I say, hello, Bello, how you doing? And it ends there. But if platonic is something else other than hello, Bello, then in some instances it's not acceptable. So I'm all for that as well, because it's just, like I said, Kwame, it's trouble.
No, but see, let me ask Bello this. Say you're married, and then you come to work, and then you have a friend, a female friend, who you've been, a colleague you've been working with for over 15 years, and then she somehow matured to become a friend at work. And then one day you are facing an issue maybe with your wife and you want a female perspective. Because she is a friend is someone you can go to and talk to. You understand? Sit down and actually have a very tangible conversation with. Is your wife going to perceive that person as someone who is a threat?
If it's Kwame, because I know Kwame might want to kiss that girl, I'm going to be like, no.
Kwame, you're in trouble, my friend. Nobody trusts you no more.
You kiss some of your friends.
And that is why Kwame cannot have a platonic relationship.
How hot he is.
No, that's not fair.
The question is whether the both parties are agreeing to be in that relationship, okay, that platonic relationship,
okay,
to begin with.
Okay.
Because in his case, it's hard for men because they can't handle not being able to be physically attracted to someone and not doing anything.
Right, right.
And the other side is women can't handle it as well because maybe they might be physically attracted to someone and not being able to do anything. So in essence, they have to have agreed to be in that platonic relationship, and then we can see whichever one can handle not touching the other or something. So that's where I stand.
Okay, but he stands just like you. He said it's like stereotyping men. People say that, oh, men can't handle this. But he said it's both ways
because once you engage your mind into something, it just goes feral. It goes crazy.
Okay.
You start to think about someone and you entertain that idea, you'll be amazed where it takes you. So whether you're a woman or a man, once you entertain that idea, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble, right? Okay.
I feel strongly that it is because men, you look more. Mm-hmm. We are into more emotions. So therefore, I think because you look a lot, you're looking around women who are passing around, so it's becoming more hard for you. But for us, if you don't engage us in a conversation, it's hard for us to go deep into, you know, yeah.
You're tuned to Let's Talk, the lighthearted program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. And from our bag of unusual stories, here is one that stands out this week. Drama, drama, drama. Drama erupted in Nyeri, Kenya after a pastor was caught pants down with another man's wife at a lodging unnamed. Why? Guess what? The man was identified as Pastor Maina from the Kenya Assemblies of God Church in Embu, Kenya. The couple had earlier gone to seek marital advice from the pastor. They went to seek marital advice. So watch out, people. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's about all the time we have for tonight's edition of Let's Talk. Our hot topic was platonic relationships. A big thank you to our phone guest, Taji Liundi from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and Tumba Kanoka from Lusaka, Zambia. And our studio guests, of course, my colleagues, Orin Isis Itangishaka from the Central African Service, Bello Galadanchi from the Hausa Service, and Kwame Ofori, our intern. Thank you for coming in. And Jackson Mvungani, of course, is our producer. And of course, we love to hear from you. Please send in your comments, ideas, and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And leave us a message. Join us again next Monday at 17 hours 30 UTC. For another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week, get this, African cuisine. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Our host, Lino Modu, and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. See you next Monday. Ciao.